Today's Amud is Beitza Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. We're holding on Lamed Hey Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom, by the first word on the line, by the word Tanan. So says the Gemara, Tanan, we mentioned in our Mishnah that Mashilin Peira is Derech Aruba B'yomtev. We said in the Mishnah that if a person has fruits that are lying on his roof on Yom Tif, and he sees rain clouds are coming, he sees it's about to rain, and if it rains on his fruits, it's going to spoil his fruits. His fruits are going to spoil when they get wet. So he wants to bring them into his house. So said the Mishnah, if he has a sunroof where he could bring the fruits into his house without much tircha, all he has to do is throw it through the sunroof, so then that's going to be mutter on Yom Tif. It's not going to be mutter on Shabbos. Even that amount of tircha is problematic on Shabbos, but on Yom Tif it's mutter. So now ask the Gemara ad kama. How many fruits? Meaning even if a person has his entire roof filled with fruits, he could bring them down his sunroof just because he has a sunroof, so now there's no limit. The Gemara assumes that there must be some sort of limit to how many fruits he's allowed to bring down from his roof. So it says the Gemara ad kama. So Amrab Zera, Amrab Asi, the Amila, Amrab Asi, Amrab Yechnan, Ka'isa Sashaninu. We have a precedent from a Mishnah in Shabbos. It says, Mefanin Arba V'chamish Kupais Shel Teven V'shel Tfua. It says that on Shabbos, a person's able to clear away four or five boxes of Teven or Tfua, of straw or of produce, Mimnei Ha'archim Mimnei Bitl Beis HaMedrash. He's allowed to clear room for guests, where he needs to make room for people to sit in the Beis Medrash. So he's allowed to move around these boxes. So you see that what's the heter? You see that the heter is four or five boxes. That's the amount that you're allowed to move. So the Gemara is assuming that just like by Shabbos we found such a heter when there is a heter to move around these boxes of fruits, these boxes of tevin or tefua, the heter is four or five boxes. And Yerushalmi says that a kupa is three sa'in. So just like by Shabbos we find that that's the shear that a person is allowed to move around. Granted, there it's because of archim, it's because of guests, or because of people having a place to sit to learn. But l'chayr, that's going to be the shear over here as well. Lil mait sasim in amafurish. We can learn out our Mishnah, which is sasim, from that Mishnah in Shabbos. However, ask the Gemara that no, you can't use this Mishnah in Shabbos as the makar, as the source for how much you're allowed to bring down from the roof on Yom Tif, because v'dilma shani hasam dika bitul beis hamedrash. Maybe it's dafk over there where you're able to move around so much, four or five boxes, because there's bitul beis hamedrash or kavod archim. Avol hacha delaka bitul beis hamedrash. But here in our Mishnah in Maseches Beitza, where there's no bitul beis hamedrash on the line, and the Meiri adds there's also no kavod archim. So therefore lie. So maybe then four or five is too much. Maybe you have to do even less. Inami, or we could be madcha the other way, and we could say that hasam over there in Shabbos, hainu taima de arba v'chamish kupa is shari. The reason why four or five boxes is mutter is mishum Shabbos. The chamiri v'li'asi l'zalzulebe is maybe another svar. The reason why you can move around so many boxes, is because anyways we know that Shabbos is very chamer to people. And even if we give them a heter to move so many boxes, four or five boxes, we don't have to be concerned that they're going to come and be mezalzel in kvayt Shabbos, because Shabbos is naturally chamer to people. Avol Yom Tif, but when it comes to Yom Tif tekiel, where people see, hey, I have a heter vaychol nefesh, and they think that they view Yom Tif as being more kal, va'asil is zelzulei bay, and if we give them a lot of heterim, they're going to come to be mezalzel in Yom Tif. So then maybe klal loy. So then maybe you can't move any boxes. Maybe four or five is too much. So now there are some Rishonim that take out the gears of klal loy. They just have a gears of loy. And the reason for that is because it can't be that on Yom Tif there's no heter at all. Our Mishnah says lahedi that there is a heter. We're just trying to figure out how many fruit are you allowed to bring down from the roof. So you can't really say klal loy by Yom Tif. However, the Ra'ah, he keeps our Girsa. He keeps the Girsa of klal loy. And the Ra'ah explains that the Gemara just means to say that if your Makar for how much is going to be from Shabbos, so then maybe here you can't move any boxes. Avada, we know that that's not true. We see from our Mishnah, you are allowed to move some boxes from the roof. The Gemara is just saying, if your Makar is from Shabbos, that can't be a Makar for anything. Maybe over there was a Heter because people won't come to be Mezalzel on Shabbos. But by Yom Tov, where people are going to come to be Mezalzel, So maybe there's no heter. Inami, says the Gemara, maybe we could go li'idach gisa. Maybe we could go the other direction. Maybe we could say that it was dafka by Shabbos that there was a limitation of 4 or 5 boxes, and on Yom Tov you really have a heter to do more. What's the svar to say that? Because we could say that hasam hainu taima. Over there in Shabbos, this is the reason why the heter was limited to 4 or 5. The leka hefsin mamun. Because you don't have a hefsin mamun. The Torah is chasam amayna shal yisro. We care a lot about hefsin mamun. So maybe over there in Shabbos, being that there was no hefsin mamun, that's why the heter was dafka 4 or 5 boxes. Aval hacha, but over here in Beitza, diika hefsin mamun, where there's hefsin mamun on the line. If the person leaves his fruits on the roof, it's going to all get spoiled. So afilu tuva nami, maybe he can move even more than 4 or 5 boxes, and therefore that's the conclusion of this chelik of the Gemara. The Gemara has no raya of how many fruit a person is allowed to bring down from his roof. We don't have a raya from Shabbos in either direction. Now says the Gemara another shaila. Hasam Tanan, over there in Misachah Shabbos, we learned in the Mishnah that avaloya sa'itzer. We said that even though you can move 4 or 5 boxes for to make room for the archim, or to make room for people to sit and to have place have a place to learn, so the Mishnah over there says that even though you can move 4 or 5 boxes, you can't clear out the entire itzer. So if the whole itzer is only 3 or 4 or 5 boxes, you're not allowed to take away all those boxes. You can't make it that the Eitzer is completely empty. Va'amar Shmuel, and Shmuel explained that Maya Voloya Sa Eitzer, that what does it mean that you can't empty out the whole Eitzer? Avolo Yigmar Sa Eitzer Kulay. It means that you can't fully empty it like we just explained. And the reason, said Shmuel, is because Dilma Asi Lashvi Egumais. Because if you empty out the whole Eitzer, you might come to smoothen out the holes, the fact that the floor is going to be uneven, and you might come to smoothen it out by mistake, which is the malacha of baina, and therefore you're not allowed to clear out the entire eitzer and expose the entire floor. So that's the halacha when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, that even when you clear out the boxes, there's a limitation that you're not allowed to completely empty out the eitzer. So now ask the Gemara hachamai. What's the halacha over here by the case of the roof in our case of Yom Tov? When the Mishnah says you're allowed to take the fruits down from the roof, are you allowed to completely empty out the roof, exposing the floor? Do we say Hasam hu b'Shabbos da aser mishum de chamer? One svara is to say that no, it was dafkan Shabbos that it's aser because Shabbos is very chamer. So we have to treat Shabbos like it's very chamer. It's interesting. Throughout the Gemara, we see svaras to say that Shabbos should be treated more chamer because be'etzem it's more chamer. On the other hand, that's the reason to treat Shabbos more lightly because people won't come to be mezalzel. Yom Tov is being that it's more light. Hagufa, that's the reason to be more machmir on Yom Tov because people are going to come to be mezalzel. So the Rishayim and Achrayim, they're tareach to try to figure out exactly what the rule is. When do we say that when something's more chamer, that's a reason to be more machmir? And when do we say when something's more chamer, that's the reason we could be more mako because people won't come to be mezalzel? Be'al-Kopanim, with this shiloh, so the Gemara starts off that maybe it's dafka by Shabbos that there's a problem to expose the floor, and we should make a gzeira that do ma'asi la'shvuyei gumais because Shabbos is very chamer. Aval Yom Tov dekiel shaper dami, but Yom Tov, which is more kal than Shabbos, so maybe on Yom Tov you are allowed to clear out the entire roof. Idoma, or we could say no, that hasam diko base bittel base hamedrash amir loy, over there in Shabbos, where even though you were doing it for the sake of bittel base hamedrash in order to make seats for people to sit and learn, and afal pikein, we said that you're not allowed to clear out the entire eitzer. So hacha over here in Beitza by Yom Tov, by clearing out the roof, the lack of bittel base hamedrash, where there's no bittel base hamedrash on the line, lokal shekein, so all the more so we're not going to give a heter. Even for bittel tayer, we didn't give a heter, kol shekein, when there's no bittel Torah on the line. So that's the end of that second shiloh. Ask the Gemara now a third shiloh. V'hacha tanan, over here in Meseches Beitza, we have a Mishnah that says, our Mishnah, Mashilim peiros derech aruba b'yom tov, that you're allowed to bring down the peiros from the roof through the sunroof. Now, v'amar Rav Nachman explained that leishanu ela ba'isei hagag, this that the Mishnah says you could bring it down the sunroof, it's dafka if on the same roof that you have the fruits, you have a sunroof. Avo migag legag loy, but you can't bring it onto your neighbor's roof, let's say you don't have a sunroof, your neighbor does, so you want to throw it or bring it from your roof to your neighbor's roof, and then take it down his sunroof. That you're not allowed to do. V'tanya nami hachi, and we had a brisa that said this din of Reb Nachman as well, that ein metaltelim migag legag afilu kishagag yisehan shaven, that you're not allowed to bring the fruits from one roof to another roof and then bring it down the sunroof, even if both roofs are on the same level, so there's not so much tircha, you're really just bringing it across. You know, if the other roof was higher up and you had to climb up his roofs, then of course that's adding a lot of tircha. Even if the roofs are the same level, you're not allowed to bring it to your friend's roof and then down the sunroof. It's only if you mamish have a sunroof on your roof. So that's the halacha when it comes to Hilchos Yamtiv, when it comes to bringing in the fruits from the roof. Hasamais. Now ask the Gemara a third shayla. What's the halacha when it comes to clearing the Eitzer on Shabbos? Do we say Hachahu da'aser mishum yamtif dekil? Do we say it's dafk over here in Meseches Beitza that it's aser to bring it down your friend's roof? Because yamtif is very kal to people. Va'asir lizazule bay. And if we give this heter to even bring it down your friend's roof, some people are going to come to be mezalzel in Hilchos Yamtif. So that's why we have to be machmer. Avol Shabbos, but when it comes to Shabbos, the Chamira, that's very Chamer to people. People naturally treat Shabbos with a certain Chamer, v'loy asil zalzuleba, and people are not going to come to be mezalzel in Kvay Shabbos, so then Shapir Dami. So then maybe if you have to clear out and make some space for the Archim, or make some space for people to learn, even if it means bringing it over to your friend's roof or to your friend's property, that's also going to be okay. Oy Doma, or maybe we should say that no, ma'hacha dika hafsid peiros amr loy. If over here, where the person's going to lose out some money, here Maseches Beitza, where if it rains on the person's fruits, he's going to lose out, he's going to have a hafsid mamun, and afal pikin amr loy, and afal pikin, we said that you can't bring it down your friend's roof. So hasam deleka hafsid peiros lo kol shekein. So over there by Shabbos, where there's no hafsid mamun on the line, so then all the more so, we should not give a heter. And that's the end of shayla number 3. We don't have a raya. Says the Gemara now, shayla number 4, that hacha tanya, over here in Maseches Beitza, we have a braisa, that when it comes to bringing the fruits down from the roof, so the Mishnah said you can only bring it down if you have a sunroof. The braisa adds, and it says that lo yishal shalem bechevel bechaloynes, that if you don't have a sunroof, let's say you have windows though on the side of the room, on the side of the house, and so you want to attach the fruits onto a rope, lower it down on the sides of the house, and then someone will stick his hand outside the window and he'll catch the fruits and bring them inside the house. Says the braisa, you're not allowed to do that. Lo yishal shalem bechevel bechaloynes, that you're not allowed to lower it with a rope and bring it into the house through the windows. V'lo yaridam derech sulamais, and if you have to go down a ladder, if you have to go down steps to bring it into your house from the roof, that also, that's too much tircha, that you're not allowed to do. It's only if you have a sunroof that you could just throw it down, that's mutter. You can't walk it down any sort of steps. So that's the halacha when it comes to yamtif. Hasamai, when it comes to Ochel Shabbos, when it comes to clearing the boxes to make room for the archim, or to make room for people to learn, what's the halacha? Could you bring it down a chevel and bring it in and bring it somewhere else through a window? And are you allowed to bring it down steps? Do we say hacha b'yamtiv hu da'aser d'lekel bitl beis hamedrash? Do we say it's dafka over here by yamtiv that it's aser, that because there's no bitl beis hamedrash on the line? Avol Shabbos de'ika bitl beis hamedrash, but on Shabbos where we have bitl beis hamedrash on the line, there's bitl Torah at stake. So shaper dummy, so it's going to be mutter. Dilmor, perhaps we'll say that no, over here by Yamtif, even though if you don't have a heter, you're going to end up losing out. You're going to have a monetary loss. The rain's going to ruin the fruits. It's going to make them spoil. And afal pikein, we said that you cannot bring them in through the window and you cannot bring them down through the ladder, even though there's hefsin mamun. So hasim over there by Hilchos Shabbos, when it comes to clearing the boxes, the leka hefsin peiros, where you don't have a hefsin mamun, l'kol shekein, so all the more so it's going to be aser, and we're not going to give a heter, and therefore we have no raya, we have no way to prove from our brisa of Hilchos Yomtif to the case of Hilchos Shabbos. So that's the fourth and final shayla, and says the Gemara about all these shaylas, teku, that we don't know the halacha. We mentioned in the Mishnah that if a person has a leak inside of his house on Yom Tov, So, and the leek is going onto his fruit, so he's allowed to take a kli, and you could cover the fruits to protect it from the rain, so that the rain doesn't ruin his fruits. Now, Amar Ula commented on our Mishnah, and Ula said that even though our Mishnah spoke about covering fruits, va'afilu aveira delivne, the halacha would be true even when it comes to covering stones that are set up, that are designated for construction. A person has some stones, some bricks that are designated for a construction site. So now these stones, we've mentioned in the past that these stones are muksa because they're designated to be part of the construction. So for the malacha of Baina. So these stones are usher to use on Yom Tif. They're muksa. Says Ula, it's not just that you could cover fruits, you could even cover something that's muksa. You're allowed to take a kli and cover something that's muksa to protect it from the rain. So a person has his construction site, he doesn't want these stones to get ruined from the rain, he's allowed to cover it with a kli. Rav Yitzchak Amar, Peiris Haru'uyit. Rav Yitzchak, Schailek, Rav Yitzchak says that no, this heter was dafka to cover something which is not muksa. You're only allowed to cover fruits which are roi to be used on Yom Tif. It's only something which is not muksa. That's what the Mishnah gave a heter for. You're not allowed to cover these stones that are set up for construction because those are muksa. Va'azda Rav Yitzchak Latame. And this is Rav Yitzchak's Shita. This is Rav Yitzchak Lishitase. The Amar Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak commented elsewhere, and he said that ain't clean nitel ella ledavar anitel b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yitzchak Shita is that you're only allowed to move a kli on Shabbos for something for the purpose of using it to protect something which it itself could be moved on Shabbos. Meaning you're only allowed to use a kli to cover something which is not muksa. However, something that's muksa, so you're not allowed to move a kli letzorech something which is muksa. So here too also, you're not allowed to move a kli to cover the bricks because those bricks are muksa. Now, so that's the machlaikas Ula and Rabbi Yitzchak. So Ula says you're even allowed to take a kli to cover items which are muksa, and Rabbi Yitzchak is chaylik. Rabbi Yitzchak says a no. You're not allowed to move a kli to cover something which is muksa. So now for the rest of the Gemara, we're going to try to prove and ask kashas on Rabbi Yitzchak. So says the Gemara, or some kashas on Ula as well. So says the Gemara, Tanan, we have an our Mishnah. It says, Mechasen esa peiros bekelim. The Mishnah, when it describes the heter to cover things on Yom Tov, it says you could cover fruits. So now, why would our Mishnah focus on fruits? It's mashma peiros in avera delivnei lai. It's mashma you dafka have a heter to cover fruits which are not muksa. It's mashma you do not have a heter to cover these stones which are designated for construction. So our Mishnah seems to be mashma like Rabbi Yitzchak. It's a kashanula. Says the Gemara, no, hu adin dafilu avira delivne. Really, there's a heter even to cover these bricks. Va'aydi detana resha mashilim peiros, tana seifanami mechasen esa peiros. Since the Reish of the Mishnah spoke about fruits, so the Seif of the Mishnah also spoke about fruits, but really Ula will tell you that this heter is not limited to fruits, you could even cover these stones, these bricks, which are muksa. Ask the Gemara, another raya from our Mishnah, Tanan. The Mishnah then continues and says, V'chein kadei yayin v'chein kadei shemen. That also, if there's a leak and it's going onto your pitchers of wine or your barrels of oil, so you're allowed to cover it to protect it from the rain. So again, you see it's dafka these items which are usable on Yom Tov, which are not muksa. But again, it's a kashanula. It's mashma only things that are edible, things that could be used on Yom Tov. But things that are muksa, you're not allowed to cover. So says the Gemara, no, hacha b'mayeskinan b'tivla. Ula will tell you that Adrabah, these Kadi Yayin and Kadi Shemen are muksa, because it's talking about wine and oil that are tevel, that Chumas and Maisus weren't yet separated from them, and therefore they're tevel. In Afalpikin, it's mutter to cover them. So Adrabah, the Mishnah is a raya that you are allowed to cover things that are muksa. And now if that might seem like a daichik to be making the Mishnah that the Yayin and the Shemen and the Mishnah are dafka Yayin and Shemen that's tevel, but says the Gemara, it's actually not a daichik at all. That Hachinami Mistavra. It's actually logical to say that our Mishnah is describing wine and oil that are tevel. Because if you'll assume that the Mishnah is talking about just classic, regular wine and oil, that Meiser, that Truma was already separated from him, the Mishnah already said you're allowed to cover Peres. So what would the Mishnah be adding when it says, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? What's the Mishnah adding? It must be that the Mishnah is describing Kadei Yayin and Kadei Shemen of Tevel, and the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if it's Muksa, Musa, it's mutter to cover them. So if anything, really, this Mishnah is a raya to Ula, and it's a kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak. Because according to Rabbi Yitzchak, why, what's the Mishnah adding when it says, kade yayin v'kade shemen? So says the Gemara, to answer for Rabbi Yitzchak, that kade yayin v'kade shemen, it's strichle. Now, according to Rabbi Yitzchak will tell you that the Mishnah needed to specifically add kade yayin and kade shemen for a chiddush. What's the chiddush? Salka daita chamina lehevse meruba chashashu lehevse mua loy chashashu. Because if not for the Mishnah adding kade yayin and kade shemen, I might have thought that the heter of the Mishnah is dafka to cover fruits. Fruits, if the rain gets on it, the fruits are going to spoil. It's going to be lehevse meruba. It's all going to be completely lost. And therefore, maybe that's when the Mishnah gave a heter. But if the Mishnah would not have said kadei yayin kadei shemen, I would have said that what would be the din if there's a leak and it's falling onto a person's kadei yayin and kadei shemen? I would have said you're not allowed to cover it because it's not shatza hefsid. It's nothing's going to spoil, so it's going to be annoying. You'll have to clean off the barrels, but it's not really a hefsid. It's just a hefsid muat, and therefore I would have said that you don't have a heter to cover it. Kamash malon the Mishnah that no, even kadei yayin v'kadei shemen, which is just the hefsin muad, you're allowed to cover it on Yom Tov. So that's how Rabbi Yitzchak will learn the Mishnah. Ask the Gemara now, a kash on Rabbi Yitzchak. Tonight we learned in the Mishnah that noisn and kli tachas adelef b'shabbos. And so also the Hemshech of our Mishnah, it says that if a person has a leak in his house, so he could take a kli and he could put it under the leak so that the kli should catch the water that's falling into his house. Now the Gemara is assuming that this water which is leaking into his house is not roi l'shtia, it's not drinkable, and therefore it's muksa. And if it's muksa, so how are you allowed to move a kli to catch this water? It must be that you are allowed to move a kli, even l'tzarech, something which is muksa. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak. Says the Gemara to answer for Rabbi Yitzchak, b'delef haroi. Then no, Rabbi Yitzchak will tell you that this water is roi l'shtia, and therefore it's not muksa, and there's no kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak. So now we finished asking all the kashas from our Mishnah. Ask the Gemara now, toshema, a kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak from a braisa. The Braisa says that person machtzeles al gabi levenim b'shabbos. It says that you're allowed to spread over a mat on top of bricks on Shabbos. So now these bricks, we're assuming, means these bricks that are designated for construction. So the bricks are muksa. And afal pike, the Braisa says that you are allowed to pick up a kli, pick up the machtzeles, and use it to cover these bricks. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak. Says the Gemara, no, these bricks are not muksa. Rabbi Yitzchak will tell you, the aiser mi binyana. These are bricks that were left over from the construction, so they're not oimed anymore for construction. The chazi lemizga alayu. What they're fit for now is to use it as a nice comfortable chair. They're good chairs, and therefore they're not muksa. That's why you're allowed to pick up a kli to cover them. It's not doing a litzerich, something which is muksa. It's moving a kli, litzerich, something which is not muksa. These are regular chairs. Says the Gemara now, another kash on Rabbi Yitzchak, Toshima, we learned in the Braisa, that person machtzeles al gabe avanim b'shabbos. It says that you could take a mat, you could take a machtzeles, and use it to cover stones on Shabbos. Now, stones are muksa, and yet afal pikein, the Braisa says, that you're allowed to pick up a kli, and use it to cover these stones on Shabbos. So again, it's a kash on Rabbi Yitzchak, who says that you're not allowed to move a kli, l'tzarech muksa on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, no, these stones are not muksa. Ba'avan and mikurzalais, these are talking about these extra pointy stones, the chazi and the beis akise, which were used back in the day. That's how they used to clean themselves after using the bathroom. And so that's what these stones are designated for, so they're actually not muksa. And that's why you're allowed to cover them. Says the Gemara Tashema, a final kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak from a Braisa. The Braisa says, "Parson machzelas al gabe kaveres devayrim b'shabbos." It says you're allowed to take a mat and cover a beehive on Shabbos. Bechama mibnei achamo, bikshamim mibnei agishamim. During the summer, you could do it to protect the beehive from the sun, and during the winter, you could do it to protect the beehive from the rain. Ubilvan shalei yischavin lotzud, as long as you don't have kavana to trap the bees. We'll get to that line in the Hemshech of the Gemara. But the point is that you see that you're allowed to move the kli, let's say, with the beehive. The beehive is muksa. And yet the Braisa still says that you're allowed to pick up the machzeles and move a kli, even let's say, something which is muksa. So again, it's a kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak. Says the Gemara, no, Hasam Nami Dika Devash. There also Rabbi Yitzchak will tell you that it's really Litzarich something which is not Muksa, it's because there's honey inside the hive. And being that there's honey in there, and the honey is not Muksa, and you're doing it to protect the honey, so therefore it's Mutter to move the Kli. Amar le Rav Ukva Mimishan Rav Ashi. However, Rav Ukva Mimishan asked Rav Ashi, Ha Teinach Bimaisachama Dika Devash. That answer is going to work during the summer when the Braisa says you could cover it in the summer to protect it from the sun and in the winter to protect it from the rain. So Bishlama in the summer where there's Ika Devash, where there's honey, during the summer months there's honey inside the hive, so then this answer will work. However, Bimaisa Gishami Maikala Memar. During the winter, there is no honey inside of the hive. And if so, during the winter, where the Braisa says you're allowed to take a man and cover the beehive, how are you allowed to do that? You can't tell me it's for the honey. There is no honey inside the beehive. So again, it's a kasher in Rabbi Yitzchak. So says the Gemara, two terutzim. Terutz number one, says the Gemara, is lo nitzricha elo lo'aysan shtei chalais. Now no, it's not true. Even during the winter, where there's no honey, there is still two little honeycombs. There's these two honeycombs that are left inside of the hive, and that's used to give nourishment to the bees, to keep the bees there during the winter. So there are these two chalais, and therefore even during the winter, you have a heter to carry the machzelas in order to cover these two honeycombs. Well, ask the Gemara, Aysan shtei chalais muksa isain. Those two honeycombs themselves are muksa because they're designated for the bees. They're not to eat. And therefore, that's also muksa. They say, how's that going to help you? Says the Gemara, no, hacha b'mayaskina shechi shevaleya. Here we're discussing a case where the person who's covering the beehive had in mind that he's going to eat those two honeycombs, and therefore it's not muksa. Okay, we'll ask the Gemara. What would be the halacha if a person didn't have in mind to use those honeycombs? Aser. You would tell me that then it's aser to move the machzelas to carry the beehive, because then it's a tzarech muksa. So according to Rabbi Yitzchak, it would be aser. Well, then ask the Gemara, when the Braisa says that you could move the machzelas and you could cover the beehive as long as you don't have kavana to trap the bees, why are we jumping onto a new case of tzeda? Lift like velisni bedida. Talk about the case itself. Ignore tzeda for a moment and say, make a chilik within this case of moving the machzelas and say that b'medvar mamurim. When is it that you're allowed to move the machzelas? It's shechishe valehen. It's dafka if you had in mind to eat the honeycomb. But if you did not have in mind to use these two honeycombs, so then it's going to be aser. That would make more sense to make a chilek within Minei Ube, within the case that we're discussing. Why jump to Tzeda? So says the Gemara Hachikamar. This is what the Braisa means to say. That afal pishechishev alayan. We want to show a chiddush that even in this case, we're sticking in the same case of chishev alayan. Even within the case of chishev alayan, where you had in mind to use the honeycomb, there's still a chiluk. And that it's only mutter, obelvachli yischavin latzun, if you don't have kavana to trap the bees. So now, says the Gemara, another kasha, a side kasha now. Now we just got through saying how this case of the Braisa is discussing a beehive, and the reason why it's not muksa is because you were chishev aleihen. Now, why do we have to say it's a case of chishev aleihen? That's only going to be true according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Shimon, anyways, the beehive, the honeycombs are not muksa because it's possible to be used. Rabbi Shimon, who's less like muksa, he'll anyways tell you that this beehive, being that it has the honeycombs inside of it, is not muksa. And even according to Rabbi Yitzchak, we won't need to make a whole kimta to explain this braisa. We could just say it's going like Rabbi Shimon. Clearly, the Gemara wants to make it. We have some sort of misaira that this braisa is going a libad Rabbi Yehuda to islay muksa, and therefore we had to make a new kimta that it's talking about a case where a person was chishev aleihen, where he had in mind to use these honeycombs. Well, ask the Gemara if the braisa, if the tan of the braisa is Rabbi Yehuda, b'mayu kimta k'Rabbi Yehuda, how could you say that the tan of this braisa is Rabbi Yehuda to islay muksa, who holds a muksa? Ema seifa, we'll have a kasha then from the seifa of the braisa. The seifa of the braisa says, it says that when is it mutter? Only if you don't have kavana to trap the bees. It has to be a davar she'ina mischavin. Once you get it to be a davar she'ina mischavin, so then it's going to be mutter. Now, davar she'enu mischavin, this idea of davar she'enu mischavin, that if malacha happens when it wasn't your kavana, so the fact that it's mutter, that's only according to Rab Shimon. That's a machlekes Rab Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rab Shimon holds that davar she'enu mischavin is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda holds that davar she'enu mischavin is aser. So if the Braisa says that it's mutter to do it as long as you don't have kavana to trap the bees, that's asin l'Rab Shimon. That's going alibad Rab Shimon, the amar davar she'enu mischavin mutter. So it doesn't make sense. We're stuck in a pickle. On the one hand, you're saying that you're making the Braisa Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore it has to be Shechisha Velayan, but then the Sefer of the Braisa seems to read a Libid Rabbi Shimon, who says it will vachli Yischavin Lotzit. So says the Gemara, that no, it can't be Rabbi Shimon either. The Sefer of the Braisa doesn't really work with Rabbi Shimon's Shita either. V'tisra de Rabbi Shimoni. Does it make sense to say that the Tana of the Braisa is Rabbi Shimon? V'habai v'rava damri tarvayu may de Rabbi Shimon v'psek reishe v'lo yamos. Even Rabbi Shimon agrees that even though davar she'enu mischavin is mutter, if as a result of your action, a molacha will for sure happen as a result of your action. For example, if you're dragging a bench. So sometimes a furrow will be made, sometimes it won't be made. That's the classic case of davar she'enu mischavin that Rab Shimon holds its mutter. However, if it's a heavy bench, that when you drag it, it's for sure going to make a furrow, so then even Rab Shimon holds that it's aser. In this case, l'chayra, it's a psik reisha. When you're covering the beehive, so of course it's going to end up trapping the bees. So who cares if you don't have kavana to trap the bees? It's a davar she'enu mischavin. In this case, it's a psik reisha, and even Rab Shimon would tell you that it's aser. So al karchach, we have to switch the ending of the braisa. The seif of the braisa is mishubash, and we have to switch what the ending of the braisa means. So says the Gemara, la'aylam kula Rabbi Hudahi. Really, the whole Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why we have to say that the case of the Braisa is Shechisha Valayan, where he had in mind to use the honeycombs. V'hacha b'mayiskinan, what's the sefer of the Braisa saying? It's saying as follows. The isbe kave. It's discussing a beehive that has a window. It's not just that there's an opening at the top that you're covering. There's also a window on the side of the beehive. V'loy tema l'Rabbi Yehuda u'bilvad sh'lo yischavein latzad. And don't have in the end of the Braisa that we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and at the end of the Braisa is saying that it's only mutter if you don't have kavana to trap the bees. Avada, this is not going to be talu in your kavana, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't care about your kavana. Ela ema u'bilvad sh'lo yasenu mitzuda. What the end of the Braisa means to say is that you have to be careful not to make it into a trap, which means you have to make sure not to cover the side of the beehive. You have to make sure not to cover the window. That's what the Braisa means to say. But really, the whole Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda. We'll ask the Gemara, well then pshita. So then what's the chiddush of the Braisa? Obviously, you can't cover the window. Says the Gemara, ma'u detema b'minay nitzayit aser, shaloi b'minay nitzayit mutter. I might have thought to say, only things that are typically trapped, like animals that are typically trapped, so then there's a problem to trap it. But things that are not typically trapped, like bees, so then it's going to be mutter to trap it. Kamash malan the braisa, then no, it's aser. And the way the Beis Yosef and Simon Shinta Zion learns the kamash malan is actually not that it's aser even though it's ein b'minay nitzayit. Rather, the kamash malan of the braisa is that bees are considered animals that are minay nitzayit. Bees are considered things that are normally trapped, and that's why you're not allowed to trap it. But again, all of this was said to answer up the original kasha that we had on Rabbi Yitzchak, that the Braisa says you're allowed to pick up the machzelas to cover the beehive. So we asked that, hey, isn't the beehive something which is muksa? The Gemara said, no, there's honey in the beehive. Asked the Gemara, that's understandable during the summer where there's honey. But what about during the winter? The Braisa says, it says in during the summer and in the winter you're allowed to cover the beehive. In the winter, there's no honey. So we answered the first answer we gave was that no, even in the winter you still have those two honeycombs. Ravashi Amar now, Ravashi says a different teretz. Ravashi says that no, enachanami, there's no heter to cover it during the winter. Mika tani b'maisa chamo b'maisa geshamim. Does it say you could cover it during the summer and during the winter? Doesn't say you could cover it during the summer and during the winter. What the lashon of the braisa is b'chamo b'mnei achamo u'b'geshamim b'mnei ageshamim. It says when it's sunny to block it from the sun, and when it's raining, to block it from the rain, katani. That's what the Braisa says. It doesn't say summer and winter. It says from the sun and from the rain. So I'll tell you that the case of the Braisa is B'yayme Nisan and B'yayme Tishrei. It's discussing these specific months, D'ika Chama, V'ika Gesham, and V'ika Dvash. During these months of Nisan and Tishrei, you sometimes have sun, you sometimes have rain, but it's not yet the core of, it's not the heart of the winter, and therefore you do have honey during those months. So that's what the Braisa means. Avada, there is honey, regular, full amount of honey inside of the beehive, and that what you ask, and if during the winter there's no honey, in a chanami, there won't be a heter to cover it during the winter possibly. The Braisa was discussing just in a time when it's raining, in a time when it's sunny, that's all the Braisa meant to say. Al kapanim, the beehive is not muksa, and there's no kasha in Rabbi Yitzchak. You're allowed to cover the beehive because the beehive is not muksa.